Georgia Supreme Court Leo Frank Appeals Documents, 1913-1914, page 506 slide. Visible translated text is as follows, 26 data, that he couldn't fix the financial sheet until Mr. Dot Schiff got up the data and he had Alonzo Mann telephone him to come over there to do it. But Mr. Dot Schiff didn't come while I was there. I said at the coroner's inquest that I didn't see Mr. Dot Frank working on any of these books that day. He was in the outer of FICE and he was in the inner office. There wasn't any such looking sheet as the financial on his desk. When I was in there, he was at work on a pile of letters and things like that. Redirect examination. When I was first employed at the factory, Mr. Dotnick said to me, I will give $12.50 a week. When the busy CSUN opens up, about the 1st of August, I will raise it to $15. About the middle of June, I asked him to raise it on the 1st of July, but he said, we will wait until August 1st. At the time I testified at the coroner's inquest, I had never seen any of the financial sheets. I did not write a figure on that financial sheet. At the inquest, I thought the average sheet was the financial sheet. I told Mr. Dot Frank that I couldn't stay longer than 12 o'clock, and he asked me to stay all the afternoon and help him, that he was busy. I also heard him ask Harry Gottheimer to come over in the afternoon. Miss Corinthia Hall, sworn for the defendant. I work in the finishing up department of the pencil factory. I am a forelady. I was at the factory on April 26th. I got there about 11:40. I had come to town on the East Lake car and got to town about 11:30, and it took me about 5 minutes to reach the factory. Mrs. Emma Clark Freeman was with me. She had spent the night with me. We went there after her coat and to telephone to call up Mrs. Dot Freeman, quote, S. husband. We went up to the fourth floor to get the coat and then came down and went in Mr. Dot Frank, quote, S. office. It was about 11:50 when we left the factory. Mr. Dot Frank was writing when we came in his office. His stenographer was in the outer office. Mrs. Freeman said she would like to use the telephone. She used the telephone, and then we went out. During the 10 minutes we were there, he was talking.